My first question is, how are you going to inspire people to vote?
Well, it's something that, it's a project that we've been working on for the past 7 years. We go everywhere. We go to high schools, we go to colleges, we go to senior homes. We're on the radio and TV. We're urging people to vote because in 2010, we saw our electorate change. People were saying, vote the bums out. Well, they voted their members of Congress out, and we brought in a different kind of Congress that has been the disruptive Congress that a lot of people are talking about now.
What is your personal view on the free college? Because I know you talked about it a lot.
I support it. I believe in having an educated electorate. A lot of countries are ahead of us in providing free college. This isn't even a question to have, conversation to have, because they believe in investing in their leaders and investing in the next generation. So if we don't have an educated society, then how can we expect to be at the forefront in terms of economic development, in terms of educational development? America's behind China and other countries in terms of educational outputs. And it's largely because we've not made the same investment and emphasis on education as other nations.
When you were talking about the tax money, like, I've been to IPS before I came to Wayne Township, so, like, I don't understand how Wayne Township has better things than IPS. Like, how do they choose where the money goes?
Well, it's a different township structure and a different school system. So IPS, the tax dollars that they get come from a different economic demographic. So people in Wayne Township, they have higher levels of income. So they're able to pay a different set of taxes that go more toward their school efforts. But because the population doesn't have as much and there are fewer resources, it's reflected in the schools. I mean, you can see a Ben Davis that is a model school and go to a high school in IPS, and you'll see the differences clearly. They won't have a beautiful room like this. It'll be something quite different. Even the textbooks are reflective.
First question was, why is the issue of voting so important to you, like, that you would stress it to such, like, impressionable minds? Because as students, we're very impressionable at this age, of course, going into college and things like that. We're trying to, like, figure everything out. So why is it so important to you to stress the impact of voting?
Well, I watched my grandmother talk about how the Voting Rights Act was so important to her and how she helped me, was on the front lines with that issue. And, you know, most of our interactions on a daily basis have to deal with the results of legislation. So if you're driving and you stop at a stop sign or a stoplight, that is the result of a decision made by some city councilor or somebody in public office. If you're at school and you're complaining about textbooks or the lack of air conditioning, there's a way to remedy that, and that is to speak to your elected officials, be they school board members, city councilors, or members of Congress, about increased funding for our schools. And so voting is important because if you want your life to be impacted significantly, you're going to need to pick representatives who reflect your interests.
Why do you feel that it is common for people of lower and middle social classes to lack political efficacy?
Well, I have found that people who come from dire economic circumstances, I found many of them to be more sophisticated than people who are well off. So a lot of it comes from interests, a lot of it comes from how you were raised, but some people who come from a different economic situation, they may be considered poor, probably have a greater sense of the need for better representation in public office. And so you'll find that those people are some of the first people to go out and vote because they understand how representative democracy really works.
How will participating in voting positively impact our community? So as people that are going through the types of things that elected officials are trying to change, how do you feel that if we as voters make it more important to us, that it will go over into the elected officials and be more important to them?
Well, one of the things we talked about with the students today was raising minimum wage. They were very passionate about it. And we even had a robust discussion about free college education. And if you really want to see those issues brought to fruition in a tangible way, you've got to get out to vote. And for those folks who don't represent your interests, you vote them out of office. But we have to find a way where young people like yourself and others can leverage their voting block to say to politicians like myself, enough is enough, and these are the issues that we're most concerned about.
And then my last question was, if you can convey one message to students on how important it is just to be aware and to know the issues that you're concerned about, like, what is one message that you would just tell all of the students at the end of this?
I tell people all the time, find an elected official, school board member, city councilor, state rep, congressman, or woman who shares your value system. You may not agree with them 100% of the time, but identify their campaign and help out. Volunteer. Go door to door. Phone bank. Intern in their office. So you can get a better understanding of how the political process works and ultimately run for office yourself, but making yourself more informed with how things work. So when you advocate or lobby on behalf of yourself or an entity, you will have a dearth of knowledge that will be beneficial in educating that elected official and even the electorate in terms of issues that are most important to the society.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.